If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good was footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was good.
This is the first. This is the week after. This is where things have, like, the dust has settled. The grand final
is
has
done.
Happened.
Yep.
No one is talking about it anymore because it was
2 weeks ago.
Yep. And
wait, was it?
No, it was. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I had to count two on my fingers. Fuck you both.
I went away for the weekend, and I like several times just in, like, opened up the AFL app on my phone. My girlfriend looked at the phone and was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like,
I miss it already.
I don't know.
I'm lost.
I was expecting to see scores, but there's nothing there.
Well, like, the thing was, I was thinking to myself the other day, it's okay though, because the women's comp will be starting in, oh fuck, we don't know.
Yeah, that's
it
also.
It might not be starting.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Hopefully, good on you, Meg McDonald. Fight that fight.
Hopefully by the time this episode airs, the AFL have caved and AFLW has.
I don't think it'll happen this week. Absolutely not. I reckon it'll. Nope. No way. No way. They literally last night had the vote and it didn't get up. They'd have to. It's not getting up this week.
Well, AFLW.
What are the 30,
I miss it.
What are the 30% want?
So people are saying what. So the issue with this one is, unlike previous collective bargaining agreements, this is a 3-year one.
Yeah.
So whatever they decide, they're locking me for 3 years. There is obviously money concerns, but the main concern I think from the women's players is that it's really vague. They're unclear on what their responsibilities are for the clubs and when they're contracted at the clubs for. They want a full season, and this isn't a full season, and it's a really big sticking point for a lot of them. And then they also want more representation on the Players Association, because I think they only have like two members.
One, I think it is.
One or two, yeah, which is not enough.
I was going to say there's one also, but then I remembered that my source of information for that was you, Tom, and I wouldn't rely on
Why
that.
Why would you ever use me as a source for anything?
Yeah, no, I realized, because I was like, no, I've heard there's only what? Wait, Tom said that.
I believe it is only one.
Yeah, yeah. So that's,
when
that's
Sean
what they're
says
fighting
it,
for.
I believe it.
So, yeah, they believed that they were going to get the deal across the line, but they haven't. And
well, it was close, really.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They needed 75%. They got 70.
Yeah.
Or just over 70.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a couple of clubs where it's unanimous.
Well, there's one club where it's like, I think less than 10% voted for it.
Yeah.
So they're very against it.
Yeah.
I don't know which club it is.
No, they're not naming any of the clubs, but the AFL Players Association did leak both Darcy Vessia and Meg McDonald's names to the press for a reason.
Could be Carlton. Could be Geelong.
Could be Adelaide.
Could be.
No, I hear that Adelaide, one of the clubs that was not even caring, because they're like, we'll just beat everybody. And it's like, you know what, Adelaide? You will. Adelaide, you absolutely will.
Adelaide just want the AFLW team to get on the park, because the AFLM team probably won't.
Hey, it's a nice segue, that, actually.
Yes.
So what I'd like to do, boys, because there's been no football played and it's like day two of the trade period, and despite the AFL official Twitter firing off a tweet at about lunchtime today being like, it's all happening during the AFL trade week, and people are like, there have literally been no trades. There's been literally nothing.
There's been big news, but no. Big news.
No. So
Danaher wants to go to Sydney.
Tim Kelly wants to go to West Coast. What? Oh my God, guys.
Both of those things have been speculated on for months and they've been confirmed.
Papley wants to go to Carlton.
Orazio wants to go to Adelaide.
Well,
not confirmed.
Not confirmed. That's not confirmed. I'm saying the ones that are confirmed.
Sorry, I thought that one had been confirmed.
No, he's put out there like we'd like him. He hasn't actually said if he wants to leave yet.
He doesn't actually have a manager at the moment.
Yeah.
So.
Anya Orazio. Yeah,
he's
going to
manage himself.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, fuck. That's actually amazing. He should hire Mark Jacko Jackson to be his manager just for this trade period. Get the best deal. There's a couple others. What else were there? Oh, Hill to St Kilda is confirmed he wants to go there, but it hasn't been done yet.
There has been some trades. Didn't Brisbane get
free agent?
Haven't been trades, just picked up.
Free agents.
We got Alice Yeoman from Adelaide.
Not a bad pickup for
welcome,
you,
welcome, mate. Welcome.
Have you seen already? I can't wait for all the players to get traded out of Adelaide because so far one of them has, and he's been like, yeah, that mind camp 2 years ago absolutely fucked us.
His quote was, I just had to get out of there.
It's amazing.
No, he'd be good. He's a big body midfielder, so he will knock out some people who try and claw Lockie Neal's eyes out.
Yeah. Love it. Look out, Toby Green.
Robbo too.
He's good friends with Robbo.
Oh, that's
that
good.
Was one of the reasons.
Was it really
up.
Friendships?
Best friend.
He's good friends with Robbo and Charlie Cameron.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Speaking of best friend rules, the fact that Devin Smith plays for Essendon and is good friends with Jeremy Cameron means that whilst the chances of this happening are non-existent, people just keep being like, maybe Jeremy Cameron to Essendon. Maybe that's good.
Maybe.
Fuck, it'd be good.
I'd lose my mind. If we're losing Joe Danner, I mean,
I'm trying to think about who the Geelong players are friends with, but we've already got them all.
They're all friends down there.
They are. Everyone's a friend.
Mm.
Jack Steven, who will get him soon, I think.
Maybe.
What I'm hearing.
Maybe.
It's hard to speculate because by the time this comes out,
exactly.
Trades have been confirmed. We look dumb.
So you know what?
Tom.
We're not going to speculate.
What
we're going to do instead is play a game.
Oh, I like games.
Games are fun. I'm going to say the name of a club.
Mm-hmm.
And because what has been completed? All the best and fairests. They're all done. You're going to tell me who won that club's 2019 best and fairest. And then you're going to tell me what the fuck they're going to do in the trade period. Because if we're going to speculate, we may as well do it wildly and for every club.
At least it's a game this time and fun rather than us being like, oh yeah, Joe Dunno to Sydney, probably for pick 5. And
then by Thursday, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
So boys, who won the Adelaide Crows? Also, I'm going to tell you, for bonus points, see if you can guess what the name of the award is.
All right.
So the Adelaide Crows Award is a medal. What's it called? And who won it this year?
The Don Pike Steely Stare Medallion.
Correct.
I have a feeling it's called Malcolm Blight.
It is the Malcolm Blight Medal.
Oh!
Yeah.
And who's the winner?
I reckon it's a Crouch.
It's probably the good Crouch. Because
Ryan missed too many games, I think, didn't
he? Was it...
think it's Brad.
Yeah, that was my...
Is he Brad. The good one?
Yeah, Brad's a good
Sean's
one.
Sean's got it.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny about this is, speaking of trading, there's rumours that Brad's going to be leaving Adelaide.
Well, I'll tell you what I've heard about Brad.
Is there going to be anyone left at Adelaide?
Well, they want 5 years, $1 million a season.
Yep.
But what I've heard is that Adelaide have agreed to what... Maybe, I don't know if it's that deal, but they've agreed to a 5-year deal with him. They just have to wait until they get the new coach because it's a huge deal and they need the coach to sign off on it, basically.
I've also heard that both Crouch brothers are going to Gold Coast.
Yeah, I've heard that the Crouches. So I'm just going to go through their top 10 and tell you which of them are definitely are confirmed, locked in, not leaving next year. So Sloan, who came second, locked in. Crouch, Laird, Crouch, all rumoured to be leaving. Smith, rumoured to be leaving. Talia, locked in. Walker, locked in. Atkins, don't know. Keith, see you later. McKay, I think, has signed on. So out of their top 10, I think 4 are definitely going to be the club next year.
And then you've also got they're really flashy forward who whilst didn't pull that high in the best and fairest is a great person to have. Eddie Betts, rumoured to be leaving.
There's a lot of people. Basically,
Jenkins will leave.
Jacobs is gone.
Alice Yeomans are already gone.
They don't have a coach.
They've
gone through 3 coaches that people thought, well, any of them could have been sure things and all 3 said no.
Hugh Greenwood's also gone.
Yeah, he's gone. They're just hemorrhaging players. It's almost like they did something really fucking dumb 2 years ago.
Tom, tell us.
And the culture is bad.
Tell us about your favorite thing to talk about. Something you haven't had a chance to talk about that much this year because it wasn't that relevant, but it's relevant again.
Boys.
Tom.
Boys.
I love the mind camp and how... Just imagine, you just almost won a grand final, right? And so you sit down, you're like, you know what, boys? You know what would give us the psychological edge? You know, you look at Richmond, right? So Richmond have just won a flag and you're Adelaide, you've just lost them, and you look at Richmond and you go, you know what got them over the line? Friendship and camaraderie, bonding, being really close together. They love one another. They're all good mates. We saw that on display again this year. Adelaide were like, do you know what to be better though?
The Sanford Prison Experiment.
What if everyone was enemies?
That's literally what they did. They did that experiment where they're like, hey, some of you, it's good for some of you, bad for others. Have fun.
Yep.
You know what also isn't good, Tom, for camaraderie and friendship? Screaming at each other in an airport.
It just, you hate to see it, except you don't because it's funny.
Couldn't have happened to a better club.
Just, you know what they should do? Get rid of the men's team.
Ooh.
Get rid of them. Just make the women's team play in both leagues. They're that good. Fuck. Come on. Just
Aaron Phillips, Brownlow.
Done. Oh, it's, I cannot wait to see her tackle Cripps and it just, he dies.
Turns to dust.
Just crunches him. So what do Adelaide need to do?
Probably sign on some players.
Get a coach.
Who are they getting?
Can you trade in a coach if you don't have one?
I heard a name. I can't remember who it is now. I think Matthew Nix or something was what I heard.
Oh, also Riley Knight is being touted as leaving as well, who's another one of their players.
Yeah, heard that one too.
So many. This is Adelaide, Brisbane 2 or 3 years ago. Yep. Just everyone's like, "What? Who can we take from them?" The answer, everyone's for sale.
I saw Michael Barlow say that Gold Coast should trade pick 1 and 2 for both Crouch brothers. That would be a bad deal. Don't trade 1 and 2 for both. Trade 1 and get both of them.
Yeah.
Add it.
1 and Lococious and get both of them.
Yeah, you don't trade 1 and 2. Idiots.
Fuck.
Yeah, keep your pick.
Barlow, that's why they sacked you, mate, from the Suns, because you will walk around and be like, guys, trade pick 1 and 2 for the Crouch brothers.
They should give pick 1 and 2 to, because look, Danaher wants to go to Sydney because culture's bad. You know, culture's thriving? Gold Coast. 1 and 2 for Joe Danaher. He goes to the Gold Coast.
No. Sorry, mate.
No, it's a perfect deal for Essendon.
It's not worth that.
If he's going to Queensland, he knows that he should go to Brisbane to fix his fucked up groin.
It's true. We'll take him. Although we're into Jamie Elliott.
I've heard that, yeah.
Have been for quite a while.
Yeah.
How you feel about
apparently he went to Queensland.
He did. Morning after the best and fairest at Collingwood.
Oof.
Flew up to Brisbane. Toured the facilities. Oof. David Noble said our presentation was pretty good. We're comfortable.
Apparently, I'm hearing it's down to 2 clubs, Collingwood and 1 other club, and I think the other club's Brisbane.
Oh, no, that's definitely, yeah. They ruled out Melbourne today. Did not want to go there. Don't blame him.
Fair enough.
Collingwood have offered 2 years. Brisbane have offered 3.
And it's what he wants. He wants more time.
I don't know if this is true. I heard that he had a meeting with Eddie Maguire.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens there. It could have been a bit of a brown paper bag situation. Bit of money in the bag.
Okay. Yeah. I thought he put bag over his head and like waterboarded him into staying. Well, stay at the pies.
Waterboarded him and filled his pockets with money at the same time.
While he was drowning.
Yep.
So Adelaide, there's no saving them. Fold.
No, there's no. If you're an Adelaide supporter, it's a good thing your women's team's
should
good because you're not going to have them.
They should go.
They should.
If you're a supporter.
No, just barrack for the women's team because that's all you're going to have.
Nah, stick with your team. This is good. Think of it as an exciting time.
You've
gotten rid of a fuckwit coach.
Yep.
And you're pressing reset. Probably going to have to wait 3 years now for anything to really happen there.
That club, they imploded bad.
I haven't seen an implosion like that since, fuck, I can't recall one.
I actually, not even Melbourne's, because the one this year, that was only 1 year, whereas they've imploded for 2 years and Melbourne didn't make a grand final. Adelaide did.
The Doggies missed finals 2 years in a row after the flag.
Yeah, but the Doggies...
They didn't implode in the same way, though.
And the Doggies overachieved.
People are still generally pretty happy there.
Yeah, and the Doggies overachieved.
And they won a flag.
Yeah, and they won a flag.
And if they had have not made finals this year, I think that was the first time a team had won the flag and then not made finals for the 3 consecutive seasons in a million years, but they did make finals. So.
I think the only team that I can think of that's imploded that badly in recent memory would have to be someone like the Saints after Ross Lyon left or Essendon the Bombers after they self-reported.
Yeah.
Whereas Adelaide just, and then oh fuck, they just handled it. I would love to do a whole episode just dedicated to an investigation into what happened on that mine camp.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll come out at some point.
It will. I'm going to become a private detective and get on that case.
Ooh, do it, Tom.
Bring it on. All right, Brisbane, you can't answer this. What is the name of the Brisbane medal and who won it?
Don't know what the medal's called.
Do you know what the medal's called, Sean?
Yeah, this is the Merritt Murray medal.
Correct.
Named after Rog Merritt and Kevin Murray.
Oh.
Kevin Bulldog Murray.
Wears his Brownlow medal everywhere.
Mate, wears it constantly.
I work with someone who had to go to, the museum, had to go and like collect something from his house. Mm-hmm. His house is in Fitzroy colours, like the fence, the walls of the outside of the house is a giant mural of a lion and him. And he's covered in tats. He is just always wears his brown. The fact that he just is always constantly wearing a Brownlow medal.
I was the best. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Best winner was absolutely Lachie Neale, wasn't it?
Correct. Correct. And what do they need to do? Nothing. They're fine.
More of the same.
Bring in a few more players. Bring in Ellis Yolman. We're going to get Archie from Gold Coast.
That's so funny that he's not leaving because of the homesickness. He's just going down the road because he hates Gold Coast.
I mean, I haven't seen him play that much. I know he was a top 10 draft pick. And he's been around for about 4 years.
Well, look what happened with Jared Lyons. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be too concerned.
He came fourth
yeah.
in your best and fairest. The year after the Gold Coast Suns went, not good enough. Don't need mature age leadership at our club.
I had a look at the top 10 of the Brisbane best and fairest. Robbo came ninth.
Yeah.
But you can get a maximum of 24 votes per game, right?
Yep.
Robbo, he missed the final game.
Yeah,
the final against GWS. Let's assume he would have had a good game and scored, let's say, 20 points.
Yep.
If he'd played that, hadn't missed with injury, he would have gone from ninth to like fourth or fifth. Jeez. That's how tight it was.
Oof.
Harris Andrews, all Australian fullback, came 10th.
Jesus.
It's because he had a slow first 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Fuck, that's huge.
That's because no one really got injured this year, so it was just flat out.
So I think since Danger did it when he first got to Geelong, Neil's become one of the next player to win the best and fairest, leave, and then win the best and fairest at the next club.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Good on him.
Not bad.
I thought Zorko would have won, to be honest. I thought he was overall more consistent. Lachie Neale shut down the Magician. The Magician's won 4 straight.
Do you reckon he was club secretly record?
Can I say
piss?
He came third.
The Magician?
Yeah.
Came second.
McCluggage shut him down, I thought.
McCluggage was third.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. You're right.
Very good for a third-year player.
Mm.
You don't need anyone, mate.
We've offered Grant Birchall a 1-year deal, I've heard as well. He'll be like the Hodge replacement, I guess.
Mate, you don't need the Hodge replacement.
I wouldn't mind Jamie Elliott. Imagine he and Cameron.
It's dangerous. Does that mean like you freeze up Rayner to play a bit more in the middle?
Rayner plays a bit more in the middle. Cameron plays more in the middle. Elliott can go in the middle.
McCarthy goes in the middle. Christensen plays on the ball a bit.
Yeah.
It's all happening.
I'm hearing Louis Taylor's out, though.
Sydney are into him. We'll see what happens. I'd like to keep him. He just didn't get a game this year because no one got injured. He's probably only one or two back.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Carlton, the name of the medal and who won it?
Patrick Cripps won it.
Yep.
He's
won it 3 times.
4 years or 3 years?
Well, I don't know. I think he's won it. He would have to have won it 3 years in a row because who the fuck else is winning at Carlton?
Yeah, far out.
The name of the medal.
Bruce Dool?
Nah, it's the John Nicholls medal. All right, what do Carl need to do, guys?
They'll actually be all right. They'll sign Eddie Betts for a year.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. I think that's nice, but
Betts probably, it depends what happens with Papley. They want Papley, they want Jack Martin. Can you also fit Betts in? Don't know.
Well, yeah, you pay him nothing.
Yeah, it's like a celebration.
Is the Betts move the right thing? I don't know.
Yeah, same as Hodge. Just in the forward line.
Is he the forward line Hodge? He's there for his leadership.
Leadership, flashy, will lift the team occasionally. Just
good story too. Like
fans would love. How good's that story?
I'll go to a Carlton game next year just to watch Eddie.
Yeah.
See?
There you go. It's done.
Guys. 5-year deal. Eddie Betts, get him there.
He doesn't even need to kick a goal every game. Just like if he gets fans there, just cheering for Carlton, cheering for him.
Just having shots from everywhere.
Yeah.
Imagine his first game back and he kicks a massive goal.
From Eddie's pocket.
Tex Walker.
I'd stand up.
It's just like, hey, Tex. That's for being the worst captain in history.
The only other thing they need is a midfielder to help Cripps, really.
Yeah. And they've got the same thing that we got to Sydney later on, but Carlton and Sydney are kind of like the new Brisbane where – this year, whilst they finished quite low on the ladder, they're showing potential and they were losing close games.
Yes.
And their depth is better than it used to be. Do you know what's cooked, right? Just looking at this Carlton thing.
Uh-huh.
So Cripps first,
mm-hmm.
Ed Curnow second, makes sense.
Yes.
Third place, not Sam Walsh, he came fourth, Lachie Plowman. Now, I'm going to ask a question. I don't know who Lachie Plowman is.
Is your question, who the fuck is Lachie Plowman?
Who are you, mate? And why are you doing so well, champ?
He came from the Giants.
Is he? So he's one of the few successful
yes.
Giants offcuts.
Yep.
Man.
From Carlton.
All right. Next club?
Yeah.
Yep.
Collingwood.
Fold. Next club.
That's not who won. Fold.
No, no. We're serious, Tom.
Okay. Can we talk about, actually, guys. So the winner of Collingwood's best and fairest.
Yeah. We're not kidding. Next club.
Fold the club.
Can I have one thing to say,
Tom,
about him?
We're no, not kidding.
This will make you upset.
Why would I want to
hear it then? Next so, club.
Who won the best and fairest?
Brodie Grundy. But the Brisbane Lions, right? Does Zorko win an award with a name?
Does what?
Does Zorko's second place.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
What's it called?
I know third place is the Alistair Lynch.
Yep. The second place is the something.
Yeah, it's someone, yep.
What about the fourth place?
No, I don't think so.
What about fifth?
Are you telling me that Collingwood would do that?
What about sixth?
How far down do they go, Tom?
I think they go to sixth. I know they definitely go to fifth, but I'm pretty sure they also go to sixth. They have a name for up to sixth place.
That's disgusting.
And then they have best player of the finals.
They're fuckwits.
When they make
well, the no, finals. Every club has, you know, different. We had a best player of the finals. We had, you know, most courageous, all that sort of thing.
We've only got, Geelong only have like four.
You know, we make a night out of it, mate.
Yeah, maybe get more medals in your budget.
No, we had to spend a lot of money to keep try to offer it to Tim Kelly. He didn't want it.
Failed.
So do you know any more about Collingwood?
I don't know. Don't be greedy fuckwits and pay Brodie Grundy or he's going to go.
Every club, we've been saying this.
All you have to do is give one more year to Jamie Elliott and he would stay. You're going to lose Darcy Moore because you don't have any money. You spent too much money and too many draft picks on an old fuckwit who broke down and barely played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a few problems at Collingwood.
What I
However,
like,
still yeah. well positioned to be okay next year. Yeah. I don't know. Frankly, I don't care.
Question, guys. Because for all of these teams, we should actually be saying.
Sean.
Yes.
Do you know why you don't care?
Yeah.
Because when it comes to the last weekend in September, you're not going to need to worry about Collingwood. It's probably going to be like two.
Even
or
if
three.
They're playing.
Yeah. Don't even worry about
Especially
it.
Especially if they're playing.
Yeah.
Every club should just offer Brodie Grundy 9 years.
Well, even just 7 years.
Yeah.
Brisbane should offer 7 years.
Every club in the AFL should be like, hey, Brody, we'll give you 7 years. Come play for us.
Yep.
That's what he – it's Adelaide and Port are in better positions because he wants to go home. But like Collingwood – like next year he's a free agent, right?
Yep.
So he could just walk.
Didn't Shield get 7 years?
Mm.
With those shoulders? Whew. You know what I mean?
Buddy got nine.
There's been a few players get seven recently. I think that's probably what Grundy is.
I think Danger got six.
Yeah, yeah, wasn't I thought Shield was either five or six.
I think Shield was seven, but I don't know. It was long.
Yeah.
Very long term. So
lucky he's a gun.
Yeah. Give it to Grundy.
Give him everyone.
I'll sign him for 10. I'm starting a team. We're called the Joel Fuck Collingwoods.
Your theme song is just Collingwood's theme song, but every 3 seconds it's just you going, fuck you. So it's just, it's the song underneath and then
good
mixed over the,
fuck you. Forever.
Fuck you.
The team worth TCing for.
Oh, man, amazing. Speaking of Dylan Scheel, he didn't win. Who won the Bombers and what's it called?
I should really know both of these.
Do you not know who won your best and fairest?
No, it would be Merritt that won the best and fairest.
I reckon it's Merritt.
What's it called?
That's the thing I'm
doing. Can we have a clue?
It's not a player.
It's Kevin not Sheedy. A player.
Not named after a player or a coach or any. It's named after an administrator.
The Tom Reed Medal.
Correct. It's true. It is the Crichton Medal.
Oh, Crichton.
I fucking knew that.
Fuck.
Knew it.
Wally Crichton was president of the Bombers for 18 years, starting in 1941.
All right, that's enough.
Well just done, Waz.
Facts.
Big Waz.
So, what are they doing? Besides trading Joe Danaher, which I know it hurts. I genuinely think that is the best option for both parties.
Well, yes.
Get some list space, get some money, get a very broken down, sad man who doesn't want to play for you guys anymore out of there.
And, yeah.
Bring in a man who loves fishing.
I'm
Toothy grin, too. Get him out. Too happy.
Mustache, too distracting.
Oh, it's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's
your forward it's line is a forward film. Line of... Your forward line is a forward line of dickheads, and it needs to stay that way. Joey's too nice for that forward line.
He's actually too nice. He got pushed out.
Look at that forward line, right? If you've got Stringer, you've got mum-fucking Mitch Brown, you've got Cale Hooker drifts forward there. McKernan looks like he just flip old off people. No, he's different. He's the heart and soul. You don't count him. because he's magical. Did you read the article about him in the Herald Sun?
I haven't read it. I've heard
I got quite emotional reading it. I'd highly recommend it. I don't know how you can. It's really nice. Had a pretty tough uphill battle.
Yep. I think Joe Danaher is quietly, though. Like, see, most of our big dickheads in the forward line, but, like, they don't, like, if they're not playing well, they don't get, like, sad. They don't have, like, a sad aura about them where Joe Danaher does. Like, if he's not kicking goals, he seems upset.
What do you think you'll get for him?
Don't know. People saying pick 5 and pick 9 are insane, though.
But we're not, okay, you think that. Here's some math for you. He's 25, 24.
Australian. Full forward.
You get him fit.
And grown trees.
You get him fit. You've got 6-7 years of a brilliant forward.
Mm. 60-plus goals a year.
Mm.
He is worth whatever the Swans are willing to pay for him.
I think 2 first-rounders, 5 and 9s.
Yeah, and maybe
they're going to have to do something to generate. Maybe they might. They might give you 5 and a future first.
Yeah, he's worth at least one. He's worth at least 5 or 9 this year, and then a future first rounder. Has to be.
Well, I think I told you guys what I would do with that. I would take one of them to Melbourne and say we'll take Clayton Oliver because Essendon I think needs some more grunt in the middle. I would moneyball the forward line. I would go to the VFL and say, right, who won the goal kicking award?
Yep,
grab them. Backline is really good already. I wouldn't do anything about it.
Well, because the thing with Essendon that I keep forgetting is like at one point in the year, we looked like we were fucked. So,
and you made finals.
And they like Devin Smith got a surgery.
Joe Danaher was ruled out for the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? When you think about it, your midfield do okay.
Yeah.
It's real. I mean, fuck. Sometimes I forget Essendon's midfield. You got Zaharakis, Merritt, Heppel, Parrish, Scheel, Devin Smith.
Yep.
It's fucking good. You need a backup ruckman.
And you need
someone to help Bell Chambers.
Well, no.
Ideally, someone who can float forward then. Your forward line's the problem.
Yeah.
You can't kick fucking goals.
I've realized our problem is usually like we're not taking marks in our forward line.
So, yeah, you need.
We need a tall forward who's a good mark
and can play in the ruck. You need Joe Danaher.
Is Jenkins a good mark?
No, he's a super cheap piece
of
shit.
All I know is that he's a 15-meter out cheapie.
We've had those before, and now he's in football heaven. Goodbye, Josh Green.
Maybe Jenkins is the answer.
Mm. Hey, Dusha. You want a mad, insane forward line? There's a man who's not getting any games at Geelong who can ruck and play forward.
Who?
His name's Wiley Buzzer.
You need someone better than that.
Yeah, but Wiley Buzzer's a good name. Goes well with Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. And
Irving Mosquito. Irving,
yeah. Who will probably get a game next year. Oh, though he did his hamstring this year, I think.
He'll be right.
He'll be fine, mate. He's got 6 months to get over it. Build it up. You need a forward line.
Yeah.
A whole new forward line.
And a ruck.
Well,
you actually need Bell Chambers to become the second ruckman because he's getting old. He needs to be phased out. So
can he go forward?
Dusha.
Not really.
7 years. Brody Grundy. Use the pick. You get for Joe Danaher.
No, wait. You know what happens?
What?
We trade Aratio.
Yep.
Get a high pick for him.
Mm. Yeah. How high?
Let's just say high. We'll just say first round. I know that this is a mystical place, but
yep.
First round.
The first round is a mystical place.
So Aratio goes to Port Adelaide.
Yep.
We then go for Brody Grundy. Joe Danaher's like, well, I'm not fucking leaving. Because him and Brody Grundy, good friends.
Yeah.
Friend rule. The friend rule. He goes,
remember the photos on Anzac Day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, I'll take a pay cut so I can cuddle that man all the time. And Brody Grundy says, I'll take a pay cut too. They move in together.
Maybe that's what Joe wants. He just wants someone else in the club who he can look at eye level.
He's like, I'm sick of playing with just Tom Bell Chambers. That's it.
His head's too shiny. Do you know what I love? With a ponytail.
Here's what you want, right? They move in together.
Yeah.
Just start like being best friends. Just, oh, fuck, it's amazing. They kick 100 goals between
Grundy
them.
Stops tapping it and starts like catching it out of the ruck and kicking and it kicking to Danaher.
No, all of your other players become irrelevant. They're just there for fun. They're just there to lay tackles. Mitch Brown's, fuck. So in the forward line, right, that's just what's going on. Mitch Brown's not even paying attention. He's leaning on the fence chatting up a mum.
Where
his Jake String is not on the ground. We don't know where he is. We're not asking too many questions.
In all seriousness, though, perhaps you should package everything you get for Danaher and Horatio,
yeah,
for Jeremy Cameron. And then next year when he's a free agent, you go after Grundy with 7 years.
Yeah.
Grundy, that- Cameron, Hurley down the back.
Hooker just fucking shit up. Saad and McKenna off the halfback line.
Fuck, I know we have. It's been a while, but
you need another H in the back line. Then you got Triple H down there. Hurley, Hooker could have had Hooley.
You let him go. Oh no, through my fingers. No, you just you force like
Connor McKenna. Change your name
to
Connor McKenna.
No. It's still Mahena. It doesn't work. It's still M.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck. Who else you got stats with? Get Will Hams. He gets a game every week in the back pocket.
Oh, fuck.
Jaden Ham. We've got a Ham.
Yeah, Will Hams. Is it? Wait. Do you have two Hams?
No, we got Jaden Hams. Hey, right. Jaden Ham.
He'll do.
Yeah.
Mold get him in there.
Back he's him. A forward.
Just no. Zaharakis becomes a half backer because he's getting a bit older, slowing down a bit. He just drops the ZA from his name and just becomes Horakis.
David Horakis.
The Triple H.
One thing, yeah, and he was the only light on our qualifying final, elimination final, but fuck, Saad is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Change everyone in your back line to H, and then he's Adam Hard. Yeah. Because he runs hard and he tackles harder.
And he makes everyone hard.
Yep. He's a good Essendon, again, it depends, because like this could be kind of the beginning of the end. Like as in like maybe we have fucked it.
Well, you've got a coach succession plan.
Yeah. Well, that's
which is more about they didn't want him to go to Adelaide.
Yeah.
How do you think Dylan Shield's feeling? He got brought in on a big deal and now the forward line's just disappearing.
To be fair, he seems happy.
It'll be fine because he'll be reunited with his best mate and fishing buddy, Jeremy Cameron.
Jezar.
JC, Jesus Christ.
Do you reckon they'll
send... Every now and then I forget that I hate Jeremy Cameron.
No, you shouldn't hate Jeremy Cameron.
For that attempted murder.
They attempted. He didn't complete it.
Basha Hawley called up Malcolm Turnbull to speak at his suspension, remember? And we love Basha Hawley.
It's true.
Now, Basha Hawley didn't do that. His legal counsel did that. They got Malcolm Turnbull, Waleed Ali, and one other person to talk about his work in the community. And then he got given two games, and the AFL were like, fuck off, and appeal the decision by their own trial. Fuck, the tribunal's cooked. Are we ready to move on to the next team? Because we don't want to give you, Sean, we don't want to give him too much hope.
Well, no, that's the thing. Essendon could go either way because it happened at the start of this year. Like, we had what was deemed like almost an unstoppable team, and fuck, did it stop. Leg stopped us. Maybe internal issues stopped us. Hard to say.
Is there truth to that, you think?
The fact that Danaher wants to go to Sydney and has been wanting to go to Sydney all year, it turns out.
I think he's sick of the medical thing. I reckon the fact that he's had the same injury and broken down, I reckon that's frustrated him and he wants out.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it makes sense for there to be some... Or like, what potentially could have been is there was just some small issues within the club and they've been blown out of proportion.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, if he doesn't want to be there, fuck him off.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Or keep him.
Whatever. Well, hey, apparently Essendon actually said today, so Monday, that they're pretty much going to take everything that Sydney are willing to offer. Like, as in, they're like, yeah, cool, he wants to go to there, but you're not getting him for free.
Mate, yeah, that's pretty standard.
Tim Kelly nearly won a Brownlow when we forced him to play another year.
Yeah. That's uncommon, but yeah, it could happen. Could happen, Dusha.
I hope he kicks 10 on Sydney.
Please, please take me, guys. Please, look, I'll kick 20. All right, Fremantle. What's their medal? Who won it? It's a big surprise. It's not.
Fife.
Nat yep. Fife, Brownlow yep. medalist, won their best and fairest.
Yep.
It's named after a player?
It
wouldn't be, would it?
Well, no, it's named after a family who had 17 family members play for East or South Fremantle in the Waffle.
Don't know it.
It's the Doig.
I did know it.
The Doig.
I think fuckwit.
All right. What do Freo need to do?
Get Tim Kelly.
They need to. I think they need to.
Nah, actually, I wouldn't. Because the thing with them, they're going to have pick 6 and 7, right?
Mm.
You're going to get 6 for Brad Hill.
Yep.
I wouldn't trade 6 and 7 for Tim Kelly.
Well, give us one of them.
Yeah, but that's not enough for Geelong. They'd want
two. Give us
six
that.
To seven. Get fucked. I would use one of them on Angus Brayshaw from Melbourne and take the other one to the draft, pick the best kid. Or get another established player if you can find one. I don't really know. They seem to always need a forward. I'm not across Freo's list. I don't know what they've got left.
Well, I think they don't need a forward anymore because Jesse Hogan will be actually played in the forward line as opposed to across the back pocket by Ross Lyon, the worst man in the world.
Yeah.
And also their medical team all got sacked as well. There's no one left at the club. So it's actually, I think there is more hope for Freo than there is for Adelaide because they've done a massive clean out.
Yep.
And I think the players that want to stay are now there.
I'm positive. I'm looking forward to Freo next year. Use 6 and 7, actually. Get two established players. Get a Brayshaw and somebody else.
Do you reckon Adelaide can use their fucking picks to get a coach?
Ooh.
That's a thing in the NBA. You trade draft picks.
For a coach?
Yeah, I think one of the LA teams took Boston's coach at some point. And there were some players swapped and some draft picks and stuff, yeah.
Swap? Because go for Clarkson.
He was contracted or something.
Go for Clarkson, Adelaide. Fuck, go for Hardwick. Use your number one.
Gold Coast went, hey, Hawks, we'll give you pick 1, 2, and 20 for Clarkson.
Now go to Richmond. We'll give you 1, 2, and 20 for Hardwick.
Throw in Hawley.
Actually, 2 and 20 for Hardwick, 1 for Mrs. Hardwick. anything else about Freo we need to worry about? Nah,
midfield, I think. They've really missed Lachie Neal.
All right. Geelong, what's the medal? Who won it?
Skilton.
Skilton played for Sydney.
Sexyland medal.
Joel's got it. It's the big dildo, the Sexyland biggest dildo. It's the Kaji Greaves.
Why was I thinking Skilton?
I don't know,
you Bob. Got someone similar to
Skilton. We used to have Bobby Davis.
I got my Bobs confused.
Yeah. You did. You got your Bobs mixed up. And who won? We all know. What a surprise.
Yeah.
Tim Kelly.
Came second again.
Yeah.
So Danger won.
Cop that.
Do you want to know a fun fact about this?
Is it better be fun?
Danger's been at Geelong for 4 years.
It's not fun. I can't
in those tell. 4 years, he's won three best and fairest, and the one that he came second by 0.5.
Only Geelong would have 0.5s.
It's because it's averaged. So what it does is you get awarded votes for every game, and then they average it across the year.
Tom, he was 16. Joking. Shut up.
Okay.
No one cares about Geelong's boring night.
Fuck you, man.
And their boring list.
Hey, Grian Myers played the top 10, made the top 10 of our best and fairest.
Yeah, good.
He's a big fan of
played
him.
Played every game.
Yeah, I know.
So he should. You'd be disgusted if you didn't make the top 10 after every game.
Who was in your top three? So Dangerfield,
Tim Kelly.
Tim Kelly.
Yep.
Blitzovs?
No, Tommy Stewart.
Eh, fair enough.
Blitzovs came fifth.
Where was Gaz?
Seventh.
Not bad.
He's going around again, which is
No,
I didn't say that.
So if you listened to last
week.
Fuck.
Oh, I forgot.
Do you know it's hilarious, right?
Shit. So I've not said that, but you've coerced me into possibly agreeing to something that won't be happening, so that's fine.
No, you agreed to it.
No, yeah, I don't think I did.
I don't know if you remember, because I've heard that episode a couple of times because of the editing. But I'm not getting a head tattoo.
Look, at that point, I thought he was retiring. So my brother was like, haha, you have to shave your head or I have to bleach my hair if they get a Ratio and Port win. And then I was like, yeah, mate, that'll be in October. You know what's in November next year, you big fucking dickhead? Your wedding.
Oh. Wait, sorry, what month's his wedding?
November.
You're going to have a shaved head at your brother's wedding.
I hope so.
Oh.
Because you know what that means.
Won the grand final.
We've won the grand final.
I
don't know what my head looks like. I've got a lot of hair. I have no idea what my head looks like underneath it. I assume it's fucked.
Does your future sister-in-law call with you... one of the bridal party being totally bald.
Best man.
Oh fuck.
With my vat, because we didn't just say hair, it wasn't just shaved, it's Gary Ablett hair.
Yeah, you gotta grease it up.
I'm gonna be shiny as fuck.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna wreck the photos.
I don't think I can actually do it. Because I think my hair is actually fucked. I think my head is fucked.
Do we also agree that I will do the shaving?
We didn't, but I'm happy. Are you free that day?
I can do that.
Are you gonna get a Robbo haircut if Brisbane win?
What's a Robbo haircut?
Oh,
as in, like, he's a barber. Do you want, as in, like, he cuts my hair?
Whoa! Is he a barber?
He is a barber, yeah.
No way!
Yeah, Robbo does all the players, not all the players, but he does a lot of the players.
Who's got fucked hair at Brisbane?
No one, because Robbo's all over
Charlie Cameron's finals cut, that was Robbo. That's a signature Robbo.
What about you? Who's got fucked hair at... Oh, mate, if they win, you got to go to the Bell Chambers.
Yeah, of course.
aerodynamic doucher.
I'm hesitant to make any bets because I'm the most likely to cash in on it next year.
Anyway, what do we need to do in the trade?
First five, I get real sweaty. Oh.
I think for Geelong, we just need to get a reasonable pick for Kelly. Everyone's – okay, can I vent a bit? Because everyone's getting really angry because they're like, Geelong are asking for really good picks for Kelly, but for Dangerfield, they just got him for nothing. It's like, yep, Danger was a free agent, so he could have just walked, but instead Geelong went to Adelaide and was like, nah, we'll do a nice thing and trade him.
Well,
for you?
It wasn't – that's not entirely true. Adelaide were being stubborn and would have matched the bid.
Yeah.
So Geelong had to trade.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
We gave him like, I think, our first round pick that year.
Pick nine.
A future first rounder and
– was it a future first?
Maybe a future second and then
and Dean Gore.
And Dean Gore, who they wanted.
Yeah.
What's he up to these days?
Not playing. Hey, that says more about Adelaide than us.
Justice for Dean Gore. Bring him back.
Yeah, I don't know, mate.
Look, I think I'll
Tim
take –
Kelly, take – you know, well, what's West Coast first pick? Okay, that's going to be the issue.
I think it's 14.
Nah, it's not
now, enough. The thing with West Coast was last year they were going to offer us pick 20 and 22, and we're like, nah, not enough. So he's actually gone up in value. We're not going to take pick 14 and pick 23.
While he has gone up, he's no longer contracted, so you lose a bit of power there.
Well, then just let him go to the draft then, and West Coast can pick him up whenever.
Fuck, can't wait for Tim Kelly to play at Essendon when we use pick 5 to get him.
Fuck, could you imagine if he's like, I'll go back to the draft, and Geelong are like, right, yeah, okay, he's going back to the
and
draft.
And he gets drafted back to Melbourne.
Gold Coast is just like, pick 1, Tim Kelly.
you wouldn't do it.
No, Geelong aren't that kind of club.
Well, to be honest, if he goes, fuck it, I'll go to the draft, the preseason draft.
Yep.
I think he would get, Freo would take him actually. Yeah, you're actually helped by that.
And we'll put it this
no,
way.
I would think no other club would. Like, for instance, Brisbane wouldn't take him.
Because no, he's going to leave.
Why would we? We'd get him up here for a year and then he's just going to leave and be unhappy. But Freo would be like, nah, we'll take him.
Well, that's the thing is that Peter Bell was like, oh, no, we're not entering any deals, but we'll just wait in the background. Basically, he's crossing his fingers and hoping it breaks down.
I hate Peter Bell.
I think we'll get Stephen for like a pick in the 30s maybe in a player.
30s?
Well, we've got pick 15 and then pick 32 and that's it.
Yeah, you don't
what,
get
nothing after that?
Oh, then we have some later. We have nothing between 14 and 32.
I reckon a later one for Stephen.
Yeah.
Nah, Simon Lathlean's putting his boots in.
He's a fuckwit. He's putting his boots in on everything. Apparently, Josh Bruce is going to cost a lot more than pick 32 now. They said to this, no, when we talk about St Kilda, we'll talk about him.
Anyway, that's what I think we'll do and just draft some young guns. Gold Coast.
I have no idea what their best and fairest medal
is. It is just called Club Champion. Gold Coast are so fucked, they don't even... GWS have a medal name. You know what? Guess what it is.
Kevin Sheedy.
It's a Kevin Sheedy medal. Gold Coast don't even have a medal name.
Dumpster fire medal.
It should be called It should be called the Carmichael Hunt. Not Carmichael Hunt medal, the Carmichael Hunt.
The only thing Gold Coast could be is something to do with Gary Ablett, as he is their best player.
And he's gone.
So they don't really... I can see why they don't have one.
Yeah.
No.
Alex Sexton?
No, this one, Alex Sexton did not make the top 10.
Oof.
This guy won by almost 100 points.
It's Wits.
Yep, Wits. Yeah. Correct.
I forgot about the they.
What a Gold Coast need to do? Fold.
Pick one and two, grab those two best mates.
Yeah.
The best mates rule. They'll build your club.
Yep.
You need to get players that want to play there. Stop going for young. You need.
This is their last shot, though. All the concessions they've been given, they can't be given another chance.
Like they will be.
No, they won't. Do you reckon?
Because, Sean, if it comes down to whether or not the club gets more concessions or fold, they're going to get more concessions every fucking time.
I wonder if, do you reckon St Kilda would bite if Gold Coast said, we'll give you pick 2 and pick 20 for King?
Yep, absolutely.
But St Kilda have been talking a big game this week that they want to steal the Gold Coast King and bring him back with his twin brother.
Yeah, I'm hearing, though.
Do you reckon the Saints would... I'm, go the other
do you want to hear a bit of a rumour mill from some sources?
Whoa! Tom, we're not that kind of podcast.
Guys.
But I want to hear them.
I have to protect my sources.
Yep.
But I'm hearing that
was it an article
the Kings, that- one of them's very happy where he is. And the other one, who thought he would be, is disappointed in the club culture.
Oh.
Which is which?
Mm.
Well, bloody hell. Gold Coast, pick 2 and 20 for King.
And I reckon they'll get him because the Kings are happier on the Gold Coast than they are in St Kilda.
All right, mate, you know, a bit of innuendo, and then you just dumped the fucking truth.
Yeah, well.
Juicy.
I would do that and use number one on Matty Rowell, I think his name is.
Yep.
Oh, Gold Coast. We just fixed them.
Yep. Done. They're done.
Fixed. Oh. There's one more problem to fix, though.
What?
How do you get Capra up there?
Shut up, Tom.
Who gives a fuck, Tom? Next club.
GWS, we know what their medal's called. Sheedy. And who won it?
Toby Green.
No.
Oh.
I reckon you think you're right, Sean. No, based on just the noise you made, I reckon you're right.
Tim Taranto.
Correct.
By much, though?
By 2 votes ahead of Jeremy Cameron.
Jezza.
So Jezza was leading at the end of the home and away season, and then Taranto had a huge final series.
Fuck.
Do I need to do? They don't have to do much, I don't think.
Yeah, the same as they did this year, except probably win a couple more games throughout the season, which is scary to say.
And then a grand final.
Yeah, and then the big one.
Well, I said before, McCluggage, good on him for coming third in his third year. Taranto's same age.
Yep.
Third year, wins the best and fairest in the grand final team.
In a team that with Jeremy Cameron, Hopper, Haynes, Williams, DeBoer, Whitfield, Green, Davis, Finlayson.
Must have played every game.
Kelly. Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
But he had a very good year.
A great year.
All right. So then we go to the Hawks because I don't think the Giants have to do much. So it is the what medal and who won? This one's Sean. This is a good one, boys.
Oh, I reckon I know this.
You reckon you do?
Lee Matthews?
No, it's not Lee Matthews.
I reckon it was one.
This guy became the youngest winner since Lee Matthews.
That's Warple.
Bang.
Who's it named after, though? Don't know, Tom. Hit me.
Peter Crimmins.
I fucking knew that, too. I know them all, and I just can't. Oh. The Hawks. I don't know. They'll get, what's his name, back?
Yep.
Into the middle.
Mitchell.
Yep.
Guys. We all know what they need to do.
Oh, they're getting Patton?
Guys, they're getting pick one player from the Gold Coast, Alistair Clarkson.
Hey, yeah, what picks are you going to be offering for a coach that's better than yours?
Who?
You. Geelong. What? Trade out Chris Scott.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you don't really have the picks. I guess you use the Tim Kelly picks to get a good coach.
Hey. Hey, Richmond. We'll give you Tim Kelly. You give us Damien Hardwick. And then picks between – they get a pick from – West Coast. Fuck, give us Nick Nat for Tim Kelly.
How are the Hawks?
Done. Deal. No picks, just straight swap. Nat Nui in, Kelly out. Give us the Ruckman.
How are the Hawks for backline? That's probably what they need.
Yeah, maybe. I have no idea what the Hawks are up to.
Which
Everyone
is scary.
Thinks they're always up to something, but are they?
Not everyone. Damien Barrett always thinks they're up to something.
Sneaky, sneaky Hawks.
No, sneaky. All right, guys, we talked about one thing about the Hawks' best and fairest, which I told you about is there's a video floating around on Twitter of Alistair Clarkson at the Hawks Best and Fairest giving a speech just talking about their achievements for the year. In it, he's asked about the game in Canberra where it snowed.
Yep.
And he talks at the lead up to that week and he's like, you know, and then I'm hearing it's going to be freezing. And then I hear it's going to snow. First, you mean to tell me that the Hawks will be a part of the first ever AFL game played in the snow? You fucking beauty.
I heard Clarko did 30 minutes unscripted, just got up there and just went at it.
Just did tight 30.
Yeah.
There you go. Fuck. Pick one for Clarko's tight 30.
Yeah. It's the 2-hour chat, just like
compressed.
Get it out in 30 minutes.
All right. Demons. What's their award? Who won it?
Max Gorn.
I think it was a tie, though.
It's a tie. So Max Gorn and Oliver. Gorn and Oliver, yep.
Can't remember who it's named after.
It is the Bluey Truscott Medal.
Yeah, fucking knew it.
So what do Melbourne do besides burn? They're getting a lot. Apparently they're a destination club again.
No, they're not. Trade for a new coach. I think they're getting Langdon.
Yep.
I've heard Brayshaw was touring Frio, so he might go.
But I'm hearing there's who's the defender who they're going to get? Oh, no, wait, they're getting rid of Sam Frost, who is arguably one of their most consistent performers.
Yeah, that's right. Tomlinson's coming in.
Yep.
Tomlinson in, Sam Frost out. Sam Frost, right, that team was getting smashed every week, and that man ran his fucking guts out, and they're going to be like, oh, nah, sorry, not a new deal for you. Fuck you, Melbourne. Nah.
Idiots.
Didn't even offer him a deal. Came ninth in their best and fairest, no deal.
Their forward line's fucked.
Yeah. Another shit year for Melbourne is on the cards, I feel.
Can't wait. It brings me so much joy.
Yeah, fuck them.
That's what you know what? I want them to do worse than this year because they've traded Sam Frost out.
Yeah.
So North Melbourne next club?
He's going to Hawthorn. There's your defence solved at Hawthorn.
Yep, beauty.
North Melbourne, who won it? What's it called?
Poor.
Don't know what it's called.
It's the Sid Barker medal.
Sid Barker.
And?
What position does this person play?
Midfield.
Fuck, still doesn't really help me. Higgins?
If you're not careful when you say this person's name, you can get in. Yes, correct.
Yep. Benny?
Why would you get in trouble for that, Tom?
I don't know. Cunnington. Ben Cunnington, 242. Yep. You could just say something different. Maybe you could call him Schmen. And that'd be all embarrassing.
Shut up, Tom.
Fucking hell.
North Melbourne?
No, you wasted the North Melbourne time with that shit joke. Next club.
All right.
Nah, Port Adelaide. North. North are apparently interested in everybody, as they normally are.
Yeah.
Watch them land.
Nobody.
They want Sam Frost. They're not getting him. I don't know.
They probably also want like a Ratio and Danaher as well.
They're gunning for Dougal Howard from Port. Who, again, fucking Port right. Adelaide. Why are you getting rid of Dougal?
Who cares?
It's a great intercept. Oh.
Is he?
Yeah. I think so.
Never heard of him.
All right. Port Adelaide. What's the medal? Who won it?
I don't know. Choco Williams medal.
It's the John Cahill medal, who was their first coach, I believe.
Oh, Travis Boak would have won that.
Correct.
Yep.
And what do Port Adelaide need to do?
Sack the coach, wear the prison bar jumper all year, especially against Collingwood.
No. They need to wear that jumper all year because the rage from Eddie will power them to a grand final.
It's like solar power.
Yep. Just harness the anger.
Port will be right. They'll finish top four. They'll sack Kenny and one of the assistants will take over and steer them to
a success similar to that assistant felt in his playing career.
Yep, I think so.
Okay.
We can't say which assistant coach though.
No, because that'd be biased.
But I mean, it would be. Yeah. It might rhyme. I'll give you a bit of a clue. Does rhyme with Schmeichel Schmosh.
It's like Schmin Schmunnington. Richmond.
Probably just do exactly the same thing again this year.
Yep. Which is maybe bring in one person, but maybe also don't.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's the Jack Dyer medal. And who won?
Poor Dusty.
No, came sixth.
Poor.
Fucking hell.
This player, I think, got two Brownlow votes.
Oh, what the fuck?
Dion Prestia.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh.
Person who came second in a premiership winning side, BNF, got no Brownlow votes, Shane Edwards.
Fuck the Brownlow.
Grimes came third.
Yeah, good on him. Grimesy should have won. No disrespect to the
Basher
other
Basher came seventh. Basher! This is an outrage.
Did Basher miss a few games?
Maybe.
That's the only reason I can think that he didn't win by 100 points.
Can we just talk about the fact that Brandon Ellis left, right?
Yep.
Didn't get a game last year, managed to work his way back into the side this year, and then when they free agent, when they got a second round pick for him, Richmond were like, we're really disappointed. We thought he's worth more than that. No, you fucking didn't. He's not worth more than a second round pick, Brandon Ellis.
Whoa. No, I'll fight you on this.
You don't reckon Brandon Ellis is worth more than a second round pick?
What's the secret herbs and spices, Tom?
I don't know.
What's the formula?
I don't know.
Because there's two examples. Motlop.
Yep.
Same length of contract.
Yep.
Slightly less money than Brandon Ellis. Last year, Lysett, same length of contract, similar money. If anything, Ellis is getting paid more for the same deal. That's what's supposed to be the trigger. They haven't done that. They've given him pick 39.
Well, no.
Pick 19.
Yeah. Well, the reason we got Motlop at pick 19 was so we could get Gary Ablett.
It's disgusting. It's bullshit.
Sean.
This is why people fucking go on about VFL.
Sean.
It's a disgrace.
It's rigged.
It's fucking shit house.
If it was VFL, Richmond should have got pick 19 as well.
I don't give a fuck, Tom. It's VFL doing whatever the fuck they want, right? Okay. VFL extends to Gold Coast now because they kiss their ass. Brisbane was shit.
It's the GCFL.
Shut up, Tom. Right? Brisbane were down the bottom for so long.
Oh, so long.
And got pick 19 out of it. Gold Coast are getting that plus 600 other fucking things. Piss off, Gil. You gutless dick.
Can we trade Gil out of the AFL?
Oh, fuck him.
You're going to need all the trade picks in the world.
Yeah, give me picks 1 to 20 and
Tom,
I'll put Gil
on
the
quest. Because to trade out Gil, you need all of the draft picks plus one. So you got to go find that one last draft pick.
You need to invent a time machine and go back and get past draft picks.
Or go to the future, get some future draft picks.
Well, that'll be more valuable.
Could you just imagine?
They'll change the index.
Next year, you guys will know that I've succeeded when you're sitting down to watch draft night next year and they're like, okay, they do pick two and they finish pick two and they go, and next, pick four. And you're like, wait, where's pick three? And you just turn around, I'm just in the corner, I give you a wink. And then you notice Gil's not hosting the night anymore.
The TV just glitches at the Brownlow Medal and suddenly Gil's not reading it.
Someone else. You'll know I've succeeded.
And we all just look at each other and just nod.
He did it. Yeah. Oh, boy. Saints. Who won? What's it called?
Don't know. Don't care.
The medal should be pretty. The award should be pretty clear, I feel.
Actually, I feel bad. St. Kilda are all right. I care a bit.
I will not when you tell me that I can't.
Trevor Barker is the award.
There you go.
And the winner was?
Position?
Midfielder. Marshall came second.
Billings.
Billings came fourth. Sebros.
Sebros.
Yeah.
Yeah, knew it.
Yep.
Said it. Yep.
I could see it on the tip of your tongue. I'm just helping you out.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, 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 cool. Yeah. Thanks. You're a good friend.
Saints, they need, well, they're getting Brad Hill, so they're getting some speed on the wing.
That's what they need.
I'm optimistic about the Saints. I think they're a bit of a destination club. Zach Jones wants to come there.
Yeah.
Paddy Ryder's coming there.
Yep. And he'll play forward when Bruce goes to Bulldogs because that'll happen.
Well, that's the thing. So Bruce has been told he's got 1 year left on his deal and he's been told we're not going to extend that.
Yep.
So then he's got himself a 4-year offer from the Western Bulldogs.
Yep.
So whichever way you look at it, great. That's job security. Take Done. That.
Yep.
Now the Saints are saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not just going to accept their pick 32 for him. He's a valued player.
He's not.
Him here next year. Don't like it.
You want him there for one more year. You're not going to give him a year beyond that.
Let him go.
Pieces of shit.
Simon Hands Lethlane.
It's because you got big hands.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly it.
Next game?
Next game. Next team.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yep.
Swannies. What's the medal?
Bobby Skelton.
Yes. Who won? By 100 fucking votes. 120 votes. This person won by.
Who's their best player?
Shit.
Can I phone a friend? I know someone that might know this.
No, because she'll say Jordan Dawson and he came ninth.
Papley, no.
No, he came fourth.
Midfielder, yeah?
No.
Dane Rampey.
Bang, got it.
Of course.
581, second place, 461.
How many votes did he get for climbing the goalpost?
An extra 120 votes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
So what are the Sydney doing besides getting Danaher in?
I think that will do enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Can they possibly make any other dumb decisions?
Do you know what they should do? Because this would be funny. Get Brody Grundy. Get banned from trading again for 7 years because Eddie loses his fucking mind.
Well, what's going to trigger a ban? Danaher?
Nah, Danaher won't trigger a ban.
Danaher and Brody.
Danaher and Brody would. Because Danaher goes up there and is like, can you get my friend Brody to come as well?
Oh, shit. Best friend's package.
Yeah.
To Sydney. Yeah. Out of the bubble.
It's so many good things because it ticks the box of getting them a ruckman and a forward and making Eddie so angry he might explode.
Yeah.
Could they afford that?
Yeah.
Well, actually, this year they can't, draft picks wise. They just can't do it.
No. Unless they get something really good for. Papley's not worth the first round pick from Carlton, is he?
Actually, yeah. Get Joey this year and then just wait next year, get Grundy.
As a free agent, which makes Eddie even more.
Is he a restricted free agent or an
unrestricted? He'll be unrestricted.
Oh, yeah. Sydney.
Say goodbye to him, Eddie.
Bye.
Bye, Eddie.
West Coast. Medal's really easy. The only famous bloke come out of Western Australia. Well, out of West Coast.
Woosher.
Woosher. Who won it?
Shuey.
Yep. What do they need to do? Get Tim Kelly.
I mean, if they get Tim Kelly, bloody hell.
If they get Tim Kelly, there's a premiership.
Tom, I don't know why you're not entertaining a straight swap to Kelly for Gaff.
Dad's long aren't.
Stupid.
Sean, straight swap. Nick Nat for Kelly.
No, you'd rather have Gaff, mate, believe me.
I need a ruckman.
Well, apparently you don't. You list Stephen Wells is like, nah, we're good.
Bulldogs, last team. Who won it? What's it called?
The Liberatore medal?
It is. No, it's the Charles Sutton.
The headband won it.
Correct.
The Bont. Could he see to accept his award after he got ravaged by Toby Green?
He couldn't. He had to be led on stage by Josh Dunkley, who came second.
Oh, well done, Dunkley.
Yep.
McRae third.
What are the Bulldogs doing besides getting Josh Bruce and somebody else? I feel like there's someone else they're after.
Polishing
defender.
Their sexy midfield. It's very good.
Just literally not bringing anyone else here, just buffing it up.
Yeah.
Just getting Bont, the Marcus Bontempelli on the phone, just being like, mate, you're really good. Just let him know. Just make him feel cherished, appreciated.
Cherish him.
Yeah. Just cherish the Bont.
Pump some steroids into Timmy English.
Yep. No, guys, they can borrow my time machine. What I'll do is, after I've got Gil out of the AFL, I'll go 5 years ahead and bring that Tim English back when he's buff.
Oh, he'll be huge.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Alex Keith is coming to the back line, I think.
Oh, that's who they're getting.
Bruce is coming to the forward line.
There's a spine.
Bloody hell. You've got a bit of flexibility. You can put Norton back if you want.
Yep. You can even swing Keith forward if you felt like it.
Hope Doggies do well next year.
They fucking will, mate. Guaranteed.
I like watching them do well. Because
back on the bond.
Yes.
Lock it in.
Cherish the bond.
The bond is back in town.
Cherish the bond.
That's the end of my game. I'm done. That's the last club.
So which team, who's winning the flag based on your game?
Geelong. No, it is. It's going to be Geelong.
So you're going to have a shaved head.
Put it this way.
Actually, that's a good point.
What do you want more?
For your brother's wedding.
What do you want more?
I mean, I want a Brisbane flag, and I'm sure Dusha wants an Essendon flag.
But what do you want more?
Well, look.
Look at my weird fucking head. Imagine this with no hair. Sean, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to pull my hair back so Sean can imagine.
Oh, fuck. It's like the surface of Mars.
Woo!
Well, Jacob's got short hair. You have similar heads. Yep. So
he's got a better body than me. So
yeah, but it doesn't matter about that when you shave your head.
All right, Tom, you're talking about your brother here.
No, like he's fitter than I am.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't affect your head.
No, but when he's got a shaved head and he's like a fit person, it looks better than if you're like me and have a shaved head.
Fair enough.
I've got a weird head, guys. I just know it. I can just tell. I feel a lot of weird patches. I feel like there's a dent here. There's a bit like towards the front that I reckon's got like a thumbprint.
You know what I love?
What?
We're going to see this.
2020. The window's wide open.
Is it because I'm propping it open with my head?
Oh, fuck yeah.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Dusha.
Yes.
We have any emails about my head?
No emails about your head, Tom.
Oh.
Just two quick ones this week, actually. This one is from Anthony.
Yep.
Subject, Kano.
Yep.
What the fuck?
All right.
G'day, boys. I'm listening to your grand final episode and have had to make the unprecedented move of pausing it because I just heard something I don't believe.
Should have listened to the whole thing.
Carney, did you really say that Fag shouldn't have won Coach of the Year?
Yep.
Richmond may have lost some star players, but they also had an insane list in every AFL handout and concession. They somehow slipped through Eddie's sweaty palms.
No, I don't think they have
no concessions.
I genuinely don't think Richmond have had concessions.
No, continue though. Wow me.
Show yes, you working.
Hardwick is one of the best coaches going around.
Yep.
And it was a huge feat pulling the team together to win the grand final, but he's not the best. Fagan built Brisbane back up from the ground. The only thing more impressive than the wins he generated was the huge cultural turnaround that renewed the love of the game in Brisbane.
Didn't do it all in 1 year though, mate. It's year three. Pay respect to the premiership coach. You finish because I'm sure he makes some good points.
Renewed the love of the game in players like Reina and Robbo. Brisbane weren't the best team this year, but they were the fairy tale team. They were the team that made you love the game that little bit more each time you watched them. That was only possible under the guidance of the best coach. Up the Lions. We'll hear a mighty roar in 2020. Cheers, Anthony.
Yes, we will hear the mighty roar. I agree with so much of what you're saying. It's very close. It's Hardwick. Yeah. It's Fagan. You know what I mean? But
it's
not
the old Sydney 160 votes.
Yeah, but I just think wait until after the final game and then you go, right, Hardwick won the flag. What a great year they had. Yes, Brisbane were great, but Fagan didn't do all of that just this year.
To be fair, Coach of the Year is cooked because Clarkson's never won one and he had a three-peat.
That's exactly right. Clarkson's like heralded as the best coach of all time by a lot of people and he's never won one. Great award. I'm very happy for Fagan.
And we've got a bit of a juicy end to this email. P.S.
Oh, Jesus.
And just to on record, this is an email we're receiving, not our personal facts.
Okay. Great.
This is all allegedly. Big allegedly.
Okay.
God.
Turns out some of my mates went to school with Toby Green and he played with his younger brother.
Oh.
Apparently he's always been a dog and used to go for people's Adam's apples and scraps, not their eyes. So yeah, as a surprise to no one, the media sob story is a load of bullshit.
Ooh.
Bloody love you, Toby.
Nah, don't.
Fuck you, Grant.
That was Anthony.
Yeah, Grantony.
Nah, you leave Anthony alone. He backs for Brisbane.
Mate.
Yeah.
Mate.
Yeah. What?
All right.
Yeah.
And this is the other email we received this week. Short one. Nice, short, simple. A great way to finish. Subject, the window. This is from Randy. Hey, the window is open. Shut up, Cardo! Go Cats!
Love you, Randy. Hey, fuck. Randy.
Fuck off, Randy.
I don't know what kind of hair you have, but will you shave your head if I shave mine?
He can't respond instantly because he hasn't heard the episode yet, but I'm assuming it's a strong yes.
And if you want to send us an email, so this time next week, trades will have happened, so we'll talk more about all the insane trades, but if you want to send us emails about any trade scoops that you might have because you know a guy who knows a guy who worked at KFC with someone's brother, send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or on Twitter at howgoodsfooty. Or individually, I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Psychic of Dowie.
And I'm at Douche 13. Stay home, Joey. Don't leave.
Can't wait for everyone to look at my fucked up head.
You're going to wreck your brother's wedding, and that rules.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.